Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400 plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Fraying Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Fraying Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Middletown, New York. And first off, sorry I've been away for 2 weeks with preparations for finals, ministry, and some other things. I just couldn't get to the podcast. I apologize. But in lieu of that, over those last 2 weeks, I've been really hitting the final dwelling places of the interior castle heart. I've got the book done. This is like, I think, the third or fourth time I've read the text, you know, and I'm ready to go. So hopefully over the next few weeks to Pentecost, and maybe even a little after Pentecost, we're going to be really going into the fifth, sixth, and seventh dwelling of the interior castle. And today's episode is just going to be about understanding sort of the big picture of these three dwelling places, because when we get to the fifth, sixth, and seventh dwelling of the interior castle, we really go to a deeper movement of the interior life. Not so much of the external conformity in terms of way of life, of trying to live a moral life, trying to avoid sin, to make necessary changes, and etc. You know, when we get into these aspects, she's talking about the movements of God in a more profound way. You know, we're going to get into raptures, locutions, all these sort of things, visions. But it's important to understand the big picture here. So in order to grasp what she is doing in the fifth, sixth, and seventh dwelling place, this is an insight, of course, that comes from Kieran Cavanaugh, a great scholar of St. John of the Cross and Teresa of Avila. He reminds us this important backbone of these dwelling places. And it has to revolve around the notion of the process of marriage. You know, back in the day, and it's still somewhat true to this day, you know, there were, you know, the people that were supposed to get married would have meetings with each other. Then there would be the period of betrothal, and then there would be the marriage itself. And that's what's those three things. That's what's going on in these last dwelling places, the fifth dwelling place. You know, you're having meetings with Jesus, the bridegroom, you, whether you're a man or woman, as the bride. And there's a deeper level of intimacy in those meetings. And then the sixth dwelling goes to the betrothal. You know, this is where, you know, there might be movements of rapture. There might be movements of visions. There might be locutions, you know, where it's a deeper intensity from the fifth dwelling because of the proximity and the closeness that is coming about from our relationship to the one who dwells inside of us, our bridegroom. And then finally, we get to the seventh dwelling, which is the spiritual marriage itself. Spiritual marriage itself, which is the intense of the intense. You know, you're there with him as John dwelled on the very bosom of Christ at the Last Supper. Ergo, so we are doing in the seventh dwelling, you know, with that marriage. So these three movements of meetings, of betrothal, and of marriage mark up and help us to understand in a profoundly spiritual way what's occurring in these last dwelling places. So it's important to keep that in mind. Like, that is what's going on. These, you know, these were, of course, marriage customs during the time of Teresa of Avila, but they're still within many cultures around the world to this day. And even, you know, to a certain extent, you know, our culture here in the United States and in the Western world. So, you know, in order as we go deeper in the next, maybe the rest of this week and into next week, so probably three episodes on the fifth dwelling, we'll be getting into the different aspects of these meetings, you know, this theme of meetings as a part of movement into the spiritual marriage, you know, and what's going on here. As Kieran Cavanaugh writes, quote, the meetings are necessary on the social level so that the two can get to know each other and to find out what they have in common, end quote. You know, what we have in common with Jesus and how we need to move to be more and more like Jesus. And of course, all of this is rooted on her interpretation of the Song of Songs. She begins to quote a lot from the Song of Songs and turning to the Song of Songs as an important text to help us to get into the intimacy that comes about from this journey of these last three dwelling places. You know, so with that, my brothers and sisters, as we journey over the next three episodes of my podcast into the fifth dwelling, remember that these are going to be about meeting, you know, this spiritual aspect of meeting in preparation for marriage. And then we're going to go into the sixth dwelling, which is going to touch upon this betrothal period. And then finally, the seventh dwelling. This might even take us into June. I'm still courting things out into the spiritual marriage. So I hope these three aspects, if you've tried to read Teresa of Avila before, I hope these three aspects that come from Kieran Cavanaugh that I found much support in my own readings of Teresa of Avila, I hope they help you in journeying with her. So thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here, please make sure to click that subscribe button and leave a little review for me. It really does help others find me. Also, you can get more of my content at thefrankfryer.com. There at thefrankfryer.com, you can find YouTube videos I've done. You can find a variety of things I've written. You can find memes I've done. You can even email me through that page. All of this at thefrankfryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.